I said to you the word eels, would you think of things that were squelchy and smelly and wobbly and bitey and altogether horrible to touch or get near? Eels. Well, it wouldn't be unusual for a school to have a pet goldfish, but eels in a tank does sound a little unexpected. There are five schools in South Yorkshire that have been given a tank of baby eels. The plan is for children to release them into wetlands around the Dearne Valley in a few weeks. So our man Dan Green, who's right nesh of fish and of water, we sent him off on another experiment to see how he'll cope with a tank full of eels. He's at Mexborough and Montague Primary School with the squealing, squawking, squelchy, smelly, wobbly things, and he joins us from there now.
Yes, good afternoon, Ronnie, and it's lunchtime here at Montague Primary, but we are in a huddle in the corridor. These things greet you when you walk in to the corridor just opposite the reception. We're huddled around this tank. Now, you're right, it's, I think, been fairly well documented on this show that I'm not hugely keen of stuff like this. I have to say, I'm not too bad with these because they are, I don't know how best to describe them. They're probably 3 or 4 centimetres long, not very thick. They are babies at the moment. They look more like very tiny little worms. The only thing that gives me a bit of a fright from time to time is when they try to escape. And we do, in this little tank, we've got, I think someone said about 150 in there, although they've not been properly counted. So these guys wouldn't know if one sneaks up my trouser leg a little later on. We just hope that that won't happen. But I'm with a couple of the kids, Daisy and Charlie. You are both 10, and you've both been observing these things. What do you make of them? Are you a little bit frightened like I am?
Not really, because they're only small, but they're fascinating as well. But I think I'm okay with them.
And you quite like them,
yeah,
don't you, Charlie?
A lot.
Now, what have you managed to learn about them whilst they've been here?
That they're really fascinating creatures because they can change the body to survive in salt water and fresh water, and it's just amazing that a fish can do that.
It is quite an unusual thing to have in your school reception, isn't it, Daisy? What have been the reactions of other people?
I don't know, but I think they're fascinating as well, and the way that they can travel across land and climb up trees is very weird.
They can. They are a strange creature, aren't they? You, I notice you, Daisy, are kind of keeping your distance a bit more.
Yeah.
Do they kind of put you on edge a bit like they do me?
Not really.
But they are very interesting creatures, aren't they? Well, I'm also with Steve Astwood, who works with the Year 3s here, and Karen Enion, who is Project Officer for Don Catchment Rivers Trust. And Karen, this is all the brainchild of you guys, isn't it?
Well, it's a project we wanted to get involved in, but it's Seven and Y Smokery down in Gloucestershire that provide the tank and the eels. And we wanted to do some work within the Nature Improvement Area, Dearne Valley Nature Improvement Area, and we thought this was a great way of getting the kids involved and highlighting how great eels are.
Why eels then?
Well, they're currently an endangered species, and the problem they have is, the main problem they have in this area is there's so many weirs in the river which cause a blockage that they're so tiny they can't get over them. So by us putting them in the school and then allowing the children to release them into wetland, we've kind of missed out the difficult bit for them, and they'll stay in the wetland for 15, 20 years and then make their way out to sea again.
And what are they like to look after? I mean, they're not your typical school pet, are they?
No, they're very easy to look after. It's a love-hate relationship, I think. You either love them or you hate them. But they are, I mean, it's just like having a goldfish. You know, you feed them once a day and clean the water, and you know, the kids get to learn about their amazing life cycle.
What do they actually eat?
It's just like a fish food. You know, like you would feed your goldfish. It's sort of ground down fish meal.
Because they've got very big teeth, haven't they?
They have, and they, as they get all bigger, and they live in the rivers and the streams and the wetlands and the ponds, they'll eat fish eggs, they'll eat small fish, you know, they'll even eat snails if they get out onto land, so...
Just explain to me. I am trying to look closer whilst kind of keeping my distance at the same time. from time to time, they do look like they're going to escape. But you've got this black thing in the middle where they're all kind of congregating, and that floats to the surface from time to time. They're all kind of wriggling around on top of each other, aren't they?
Yeah, because they're so small and in the wild, they wouldn't necessarily be hiding away from predators because they are so small. So it looks like a bird feeder without a top and a bottom on it. And they go in there and they hang out and they chill out, and you can see that their heads are all poking out, and that's what they would do if they were in silt. They'd poke the little heads above just to make sure they could see what was coming.
So they were all having a whale of a time. Now, Steve, it's an educational thing. It's a nice thing for a school to do. But be honest, when these guys got in touch with you guys and said, we'd like to put some eels in the school, what on earth did you think?
Well, I thought it was a great idea, and the children who were part of our eco committee here thought it was an excellent idea. So we came back, and I think it was Daisy went running up to the head teacher and said, can we have some eels, please? And he said, yes. And then we told the rest of the staff, who were not too pleased, actually. They're much like you. They really don't like them very much, most of the staff.
And that's the same with parents, you were saying, who come in. Some of them, you said it was 50-50 as to whether they went and had a closer look or shot to the other side.
Yes, they do have that dividing effect on people. Yes, some people are really fascinated by them and others are repulsed by them. But what we're trying to do here is make everybody as fascinated as we are. So we've just had an assembly this morning where we were trying to convince the members of staff that these are the wonderful creatures that we found out that they are, and we're slowly changing minds.
So actually, you guys are a lot braver than some of your teachers are, aren't you?
Yeah. Because most of the teachers are like, no.
They didn't like them.
We had a vote in assembly and to see who likes heels and who don't, and Miss Ogden did refuse. And Mr. Aswad is trying to convince her, but
Miss Ogden is listening to the radio, her head in her hands. I've got to ask you very quickly, Karen, what happens to these little tiddlers now then?
The children, in a couple of 3 weeks' time, will each get 100 small elvers to release, and we'll go down to some local wetland, and each child will release 100 eels, and then there they'll stay for 15, 20 years. And
So then they're not going to get big whilst they're here.
No, they'll not get any much bigger than they are now in 4 weeks.
But once they're in the wild, they will grow very big, like the kind of eels that will make my skin crawl.
Yes, more than most people's skin crawl. I think they'll grow to probably about a metre, depending on the habitat. You know, if the habitat allows them to grow that big.
You've picked one up, haven't you? I've tried.
It's very difficult. Very difficult. My colleague was trying to show me some sort of ninja death grip of how to get hold of them, but he was struggling, and he's used to doing it. So.
What a fascinating job you have. Do you like eels, even when they're fully grown big and horrible and slimy?
Yeah, love it. I think they're fascinating, and I think they're a very important part of our local heritage, you know, our environmental heritage.
I'll tell you what, Ronnie, if anyone asks me to revisit these guys and catch up with them in a year's time when they're fully grown, I don't think I'll be doing it. I will be checking my trouser legs on the way out of the building.
Dan Green there among the creatures and the creepy crawlies. 16 minutes to one, you're on BBC.